Today, on A Moment of Science. Oh, it's no use. I can't think about science when my heart is breaking.
Oh, buck up, Don. So J-Lo didn't answer your love letter. So what?
Yael, don't trivialize my pain. I'm really hurting, and I've got the science to back me up.
What do you mean?
Well, in a recent study, scientists observed that when the participants felt rejected, the flow of blood increased to the area of their brain known as the anterior cingulated cortex. And this same area has also been associated with the emotional response to unpleasant physical pain.
So you're saying that the same part of the brain apparently responds to both physical bruises and bruised feelings?
See? No wonder I hurt so much.
Okay, so what do scientists think this means?
Well, for one thing, this may signal that the need for social connections is as strong as the need to stay out of physical harm. For mammals, apparently, being excluded from a group can be dangerous, even deadly. I mean, evolutionarily speaking, living and working in a group is a key component of how well humans have managed to survive.
So I guess this means that we have to stop dismissing emotional pain as something imaginary.
Yeah, and the next step might be to test whether the extent to which you feel comfortable socially helps lessen the pain of rejection.
So having friends like me may make rejection easier to take?
I suppose. Hey, I feel better already.
Thank goodness.
And anyway, there's always a chance Brittany will write me back, even if it's J-Lo didn't.
This Moment of Science came from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research.
Today's program was prepared by Denise Brown, with help from James Craig in psychology. For A Moment of Science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.